It was only the end of the first half, yet everybody seemed to think his team was hopelessly beaten. Not only the Middleton supporters, but even the little band of Georgeburg rooters who had made the long trip to see the game. He threw his sweater across his shoulders and followed his teammates toward the locker room set aside for them. When he reached it, they were lying stretched out on the benches, looking weary and dejected. It was clear that they, too, considered themselves hopelessly beaten. Rodney sat down and mopped the sweat from his face. "Listen, fellows, do you know what the score is?" His voice was hard, and his sea-blue eyes, usually so mild, flashed with anger. Frank O'Connor, the other forward, grinned. Bill Zimmerman and Ed Brown, the guards, made no sign of having heard. Paul Stearns, the tall center, pushed himself to a sitting position, slowly rubbing a bruised shoulder. "Sure we know the score," Stearns replied in a gloomy voice, 24-9, and it will be a lot worse at the end of the second half." Ed Brown gazed straight upward at the gray ceiling. "Luck is against us, Rod. Take that last shot of yours. It missed the basket by a millionth of an inch." Rodney's teeth came together with a click. He passed a hand impatiently through his moist brown hair, thrusting it back from his forehead. "The second half is going to be different," he cried. He was on his feet now, a tall, loose-jointed, broad-shouldered boy with fists clenched in front of his chest. "We are not beaten. We're not even half beaten. Listen now, do we want to win this championship? Of course we do, but we'll never win it if we just talk about hard luck and how big the final score's going to be.